The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
If you have missed the news lately, you have missed a lot. Sadly, we've had an officer have a funeral recently this past week who was killed when he was off duty and confronted a tagger. We had a CHP officer this past week in a shootout with someone who may have wanted to commit suicide by a cop. We have the footage from New York showing people dumping water on police officers. What's going on? Is there a change in attitude people have about law enforcement? Well, joining us to talk about this subject is the police chief of the city of Southgate, Randy Davis. Randy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Larry. My pleasure.
This is an interesting dynamic. I mean, when I was a kid, I was raised to respect the officer. They used to come to our classroom and we'd meet them and, you know, it was very impressive. These folks were there to protect us. Yet we see these instances now where if you even confront somebody tagging, doing graffiti, you risk your life. And they don't know if that was necessarily knew he was an officer or not, but we have situations like the dumping of the water on the New York cops that's going on. Well, how do you tackle this question? What do you see from law enforcement from your perspective? Is there a change in attitude about people's respect for law enforcement?
Well, to get back to the first thing you said, Larry, I think for the most part, the public still does, the vast majority of the public still does respect and care for police officers. You mentioned the law enforcement officer appearing at schools. We still do that, and we still outreach a lot of our communities. And I think the overwhelming majority does support us. Now, the three incidents you mentioned are three complete separate and apart incidents, and you can't even address those as one. And here's the reason why. You have an incident where, unfortunately, an off-duty LAPD officer confronted some taggers while out with some friends a couple of weeks ago. Whether or not you mentioned whether or not they knew he was a police officer, we don't know. But he wasn't in uniform, and he was trying to do the right thing. Unfortunately, he inserted himself in a situation that led to him losing his life. The incident back in New York, to me, was reprehensible, just completely inexcusable on a couple of different levels. First, the fact that you've got members of the public who took it upon themselves and were completely comfortable going up to police officers, not only talking to them and insulting them, but dumping water, throwing buckets. It was unbelievable. It's almost where you know, these things looked like there was a TV show or a movie. And what was even more disturbing was the fact that the officers took no action. And I was trying to put myself in their positions and what they were thinking at the time. And a couple of different things went through my mind. In this sentiment of seemingly us against them, depending on where you're going or what neighborhood you're in, whether or not they didn't want to provoke something that could have escalated into much, much bigger situation, so they elected to walk away without realizing that it almost emboldens the people that did this in the first place. It puts them in a position where they think, well, nothing's going to happen to me. I can do this all day long, regardless of the officer, regardless of why they're there, and I can go up and assault a police officer, and nothing's going to happen. I think we were met with statements from both the mayor and the commissioner, the New York Police Commissioner, that is unacceptable, and he was disappointed in the actions of the officers. And then, of course, our most recent one just yesterday with a CHP officer losing his life in the line of duty on a routine traffic, well, what seemingly was a routine traffic stop. I think this is a different scenario. We're talking about an individual who served 10 years in prison for attempted murder. I think you're talking about an individual who, according to his father, didn't have a good home life, was depressed, going through some mental health issues, possibly. And there's just we just don't know what the situation was with that. But certainly all these were different, and yeah. They can't be treated as the same.
Yeah, take the one with the officers in New York having water dumped on them. I wonder if in this era of video cameras that captures things like this, there isn't some reluctance on the part of officers to take action because somebody's going to take an edited version and make it look like the officer was being aggressive. They won't show the water dumping. Is there anything to all these cameras today that is changing behavior on the part of officers?
There absolutely is. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the more advanced we get in communication via cell phone, social media, it does absolutely have an effect on law enforcement and our interaction with the public. And I've spoken with officers who said that they're constantly looking over their shoulder to the point where it may even compromise their safety and the safety of the public. We look at these little sound bites or these video clips that have been placed on the news, and the media, for the most part, does a great job. But unfortunately, unintentionally, a lot of these video clips lead to behavior on the part of people against police officers because they make judgments on a 20-second video without having the full benefit of what occurred or everything else that was captured.
There have been world leaders who have made incorrect assumptions based on these videos that were later proved to be wrong, clearing the officer, but you don't hear any apologies from those world leaders.
No, and I'll tell you why. I really do think it's a complete disservice, and I know why the statements are made. When somebody sees an unfortunate incident, a use of force, whatever it is, involving the police and the public, regardless of race, and the easy way out is to appease the public immediately and say, well, this is disgraceful. The officer was in the wrong. We're going to do this and we're going to do that without having the benefit of the investigation. I think it's cowardice to do that. I truly do. Regardless of who's saying it, I think it's cowardice. You're in a position to make a statement where people are listening to you. I think you have the responsibility of saying, we need to wait and see what happens. We need to investigate this fully. We need all the information, all the facts, all the statements, and then we'll make a determination about what occurred. And if the officer was in the wrong, then we'll deal with that accordingly. Yeah. I think we don't have that right now.
I want to ask you about something that I saw as a news story a few weeks back. Didn't get a chance to run it by you, but I just want to get your gut feeling. Some police forces use body cameras that are, you know, mounted on the officer and capture what they see. Some police forces use special facial recognition technology that can then analyze that. I read a story about a police department that dropped using that kind of technology, and they didn't go into the reasons exactly why, but didn't continue their contract. And I'm only kind of assuming that there's a pushback that an officer walking around with a camera on their body that then can be analyzed to find the bad guys is thought as of a negative by some people, that you become walking security cameras. You become these billboards, and you're only going to catch, quote unquote, you know, certain people of certain demographics. I'm not trying to write in a flavor here, but I want to get your thought about this. Do you see a bit of a controversy over cameras on the police and the ability to use the facial recognition software and the pushback?
Oh, I think any advancement in technology in today's times is going to lead to some controversy. And I think it's not just today. I think it's been like that going back decades. Any new advancement in technology relative to police department and police work leads to conversation, whether it's the use of drones, whether it's any sort of weaponry that we're armed with, you know, pepper sprays, the types of weapons we use, the types of training we have, body cams. The immediate sentiment is that an issue of Big Brother's watching, we're spying on people that don't deserve to be spied upon, or we're targeting a certain demographic of people, or we've intentionally skewed the system to target a certain type of people that we're looking to enforce laws upon. And regardless of all those, I'm not certain why any police department would stop using technology, but I'm sure there was a lot of thought put into it. One of the things that we're confronted with now relative to body-worn cameras is the fact that just the overwhelming amount of storage capacity that we need and the overwhelming number of personnel that we need to research everything, because with Public Records Acts and every court case, everybody requests everything that we have recorded And it's a pretty overwhelming task, especially with the new advent of laws that have recently passed in January with public records. We're getting inundated with information requests that we have to comply with everything that we've recorded, downloaded, information on police officers' personnel files. So it's a pretty overwhelming task.
Lastly, not necessarily police officers targeted, but a couple of weeks back, we had an Orange County suspect who ran around with a knife stabbing people, and the articles came out that, oh, well, there you go, the suspect's an AB-109er. He's picked up what they call flash sentencing, where they put people away for a little while and you're back on the streets. Got about a minute and a half here to kind of tie a bow on this. Is there a challenge? Are you seeing this with people in your community who you pick up and they're put right back out again?
Oh, absolutely. I think not just AB-109, but Prop 47 and Prop 57, we're seeing the results of that. We're seeing people on the street far, far quicker than they have been in the past. Instead of arresting someone for a misdemeanor or a felony or a wobbler, which could be filed as either one, where, you know, prior years somebody would go to county jail for a year, even state prison for 2 to 3 years, they're out in a matter of weeks and even months sometimes. But I'll give you one story to wrap this up. One of my officers was in our report room just a couple of months ago, and he was finishing an arrest report, and I asked him about it. He said he had arrested somebody for a stolen car. And I, you know, he looked at me, and I said, you know, what else is going on with this story? Because that seems pretty routine. He goes, I arrested the same guy yesterday. He'd been arrested over 60 times in the last couple of years, and that just shows you the revolving door effect of what's going on, certainly in L.A. County. We arrest somebody for what used to be a serious crime, and they're not even in jail. They're out on the street literally the next day where we have to arrest them again. So we're dealing with far more people out on the street than we ever have before in our lifetimes.
Yeah. So a story on the news about somebody who blocks subways in New York, that gets on them and rides them and shuts the whole system down. And he, too, has been just arrested over and over and over and over again. And yet we have this system that doesn't let you take those cumulative things and say, hey, here we got somebody we may need to kick to a higher level. Doesn't work like that, apparently. Doesn't work.
Well,
like
we're actually, LA County Chiefs is actually working on some legislation right now that will, you know, second and third offenses, the penalties will be far stiffer. So we're working on that. We're working with our local and state legislators, and hopefully we'll see something like that next year.
Randy Davis is the police chief of the city of Southgate, talking with us today about attitudes on police officers in the community. Still thinks a lot of people still do appreciate and respect the officers, but there are some that seem to be in the news, cases like the dumping of water by those people in New York. Thank you, Randy.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Larry.
AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up next, The Barack Lurie Show. This Sunday, Barack returns to his show and will discuss the news and his theme. You can tell the strength of someone's argument by how he reacts to any criticism of it. Barack applies this to today's leftists and to radical Islam. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.